Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Welcome back to the channel once more. In this one, I'm commenting on the United States general election. Now, I have said, I think, gave it a 65% chance. Now, my confidence has gone down a little bit in the last week for various reasons. That Kamala Harris done quite well in the polls, ahead couple, behind in most, but not that much, not as far behind as Joe Biden was. Bear in mind the polls, they can overrate the Democrats. Democrats struggle with turnout. Partly their voters tend to be younger and more ethnic minority people who are less likely to vote. There make them, some Democrat voters a bit more likely to vote than average, as in being more highly educated. Turnout sort of higher in swing states. Well, obviously, both parties do quite well there. But some of the very safe ones are also Democrat, which would turn out is quite low, as in, what's the point? We know we're going to win this anyway. So what was I going to say? So other things is, obviously, her age isn't the problem. The Democrat candidate age isn't the problem, 59. Trump's age is a problem, age 78. As I said, I think his mental state was always bad. And even 2015, when he first declared he was seeking the Republican nomination, and been no amelioration in the intervening 9 years. In fact, in the interim, there's been a severe declension. So where is he going to be 4 years time? Just completely raving mad, rolling around on the carpet, I would think. So he can scarcely string a sentence together, even at the best of times. Right. What's up, bruh? Okay. I don't know what the answer to that one is. So J.D. Vance seemed like an inspired choice. Of course, he's redolent of Sarah Palin in 2008, who was Senator John McCain's pick as a running mate. Now, the Alaska governor, Sarah Palin, she seemed like an excellent choice. She was a woman. No woman had been in the Republican ticket before. She was relatively young in her 40s to balance McCain's age. She was in his 70s. So that was meant to appear well, and from a completely different part of the country. He was Senator for Arizona. They're born in Panama. She's from Alaska. The only thing is, it was a safe Republican state anyway. She had lots of children. She dealt well with her 17-year-old daughter becoming pregnant and bringing his boyfriend on the stage, all the rest of it. Was a son in the Marines or something like that. The mother of five, and that was very alluring to many Republicans. To it, it turned out she's a complete dimwit, didn't know the first thing about foreign policy, was always mispronouncing the words. This was staggering for a woman who had a degree in communication. So, wow, it made middle America feel highly intelligent by comparison. So it seemed to actually be a real vulnerability for the Republicans in the end, considering, as they say, she should be a heartbeat presidency. He would die in office. In fact, as we know, he lived on until the Trump presidency. So he died in, was it 2018, something like that, and with a eulogy from Barack Obama. What else? Whereas J.D. Vance, now he's not stupid. Even his most implacable foe wouldn't say that. He has 2 degrees, one from Yale Law School, did all right in private equity, and he was in the military, the U.S. Marines, in Iraq, so can't be assailed for lack of patriotism or not serving his country or anything like that. But some of his views on the family are really from 3 generations ago, that every woman should get married, have a few children, should not get divorced, no matter how dreadful the marriage is. I don't know if he's gone as far as to say even if her husband is beating her to a pulp, get home and look after the children, and what else? So he's absolutely against abortion. So unless the threat to a mother's life, now that's a view that I share, and I hail him for that one. But I realise that's actually quite far from the mainstream. So that will cost the Supreme Court Trump exactly double his age. You know, he's has supposedly happily married with 3 children. Republicans do like that, but often are caught having affairs and divorces and remarriages. What else? This would put off a lot of suburban women, this idea that a woman shouldn't pursue a career, that if you're not married, you're somehow a loser, you have children, or a biological failure. And that's offensive to a significant minority of the US population. Even those who are married have children say, well, I don't want you insulting my sister, my friend, whoever who's in that category. And no, we don't all have to have these Victorian values. So that'll be off-putting to a lot of people, the problem as well. Now that machine freedom, which Beyonce Knowles has given Kamala Harris the permission to use at her rallies, that's played a blinder with that one. So it could go down quite well. Her, the prosecutor against Trump, the convicted criminal, the felon found guilty of 34 counts, probably more to come. Okay, so that's actually a very good look for the Democrats. He's having difficulty portraying her as this loony liberal from San Francisco. What else could go well for them? Ideally, an excellent vice presidential nominee. So who they're going to pick? I'm thinking Josh Maddow, so much a swing state, one of the biggest swing states in terms of electoral votes. She's from California, got to pick someone from the east side of the country or the south or somewhere, nowhere that close to California. And we don't want to bother with a very small state like that. So that's who I think she'll pick, as I say, a white boy, because another woman on the ticket would probably be seen as too far from the mainstream. Wouldn't put me off, put some others off. Another ethnic minority person, again, might seem too diverse to some people. Again, I wouldn't care if it was a black person or an Asian person or anyone. Any ethnicity doesn't put me off, but it might put off a few voters. So someone who might balance their deficiencies, maybe someone who served in the military or something like that, someone even younger than her. I think 35 is the minimum age prescribed by the Constitution. So that might be a good idea. I was a bit surprised that Trump picked J.D. Vance. I thought he'd select an ethnic minority person or a woman. There was a lot of bad blood between him and Nikki Haley, who would have been actually quite a smart choice. But she'd stood against him in the Republican nomination process still too long. He bore a grudge against her. I thought it would have been Senator Tim Scott, isn't he, from South Carolina, but didn't go for that one, where he would be an alibi against allegations of racialism. I don't think Trump is anti-black, actually. I've known him say anti-Hispanic things. I'm not aware he said anything anti-black. And I don't think he's anti-gay. So far as I know, he's heard nothing that's anti-gay. Who's Harris? Kamala Harris. She's the Democratic nominee for the presidency. I'm not sure it's actually official. She tried to register because they have got to have their convention in August. But it's a racing certainty it's going to be her. A lot of the big beasts aren't going for it, partly because they think that they're going to lose. But as I say, there is a possibility. At the moment, it's going quite well for her, has been the presumptive nominee for about a week. And there's usually a honeymoon the day you announce, damps down after a while, as there was even for J.D. Vance when he was chosen as the vice presidential pick. Right. Thank you so much for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, 7 9@gmail.com.